Next case, please.
The next item under old business is case 11700, James H. Simmerton III and Robin Massey. In this case, the record was left open.
Ms. Cornwell, did we get any correspondence in the interim?
We have not, but I believe the applicant is here.
Thank you. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
James H. Simmerton, 101 Riverbend Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware, 19939.
Okay. Can you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'll see what he says.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So we're back. We're requesting a variance to build a garage on our lot. The variance we're requesting is due to the uniqueness and the circumstances of our property and the location of our septic. It won't alter the character of the neighborhood or lessen the property values. We also have three letters of support from our surrounding neighbors as well as our HOA. The physical characteristics of our lot are unique and lend to a hardship that the lot has three frontages. We have a road on the side, we have a road in the back, and then we have the main road. It's an odd-shaped, angled, wood-cornered lot that is smaller than the other ones in the community. The road behind us, which is Cozy Lane, which is on your paperwork, that you will see is actually a driveway to gain access to that gentleman's property on the river. And the neighbor has informed us that due to several break-ins on his property as well as throughout our neighborhood, he is thinking about gating access to his road, Cozy Lane. In the past, we've need to gain emergent access for our septic as well as damaged trees from the hurricane, and we were able to use his lane, but he doesn't live in the area. It's not his residence year-round. It is a place that he visits from time to time. And so that will impede access to the back of our house by closing that. Currently, as the building is laid out, on the corner of the building to the back porch on our property is 13 feet, and which is a reasonable amount to get equipment to the backyard should it need be, where our septic is, utilities, or any damage from trees. To accommodate the setbacks would require to move the proposed garage forward towards the back of our house. Moving it closer to the house would restrict access to our backyard, as well as the things I mentioned earlier, our septic or utilities. Our only access would be through the public road on the south side of the lot, which would be Thoroughgoods, which is a public road. We're aware the request is not the absolute minimum necessary to alleviate the hardship. It would still be possible to construct a building to meet the 20-foot setback. However, this would provide a structure that would not function as its intended need for us, which is to protect our assets that are currently in our current situation out in the open.
I believe before when you left, Mr. Mills had asked you a question whether you can reduce the variance's request, right? And I asked you to think about, you said, that's the way I want it. I said, well, I don't think you want to say that.
No, that's the
I
way.
Think about the word need,
right,
and want,
right.
And have you done that?
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Okay. Well, tell us your need.
Our need, as you just said, we need to have it pushed back so it's not up tight to the house, which would impede having to get equipment or something. And the utility lines run from the corner of the porch right in between where the garage is now, the phone, the cable, all that.
I think he was specifically talking about, and let me correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Mills, but I think you were talking about the lean-to.
Yes, and the square footage of the
structure. That lean-to.
Mm-hmm. We talked about, you know, if it was less than 600 feet, they could be back. At least on the side.
You say you could adjust your, do you understand what he's saying?
Right, right.
And your response to that is?
Well, I could take the lean-to off, and then, but I still would need the 5 feet off the back for the size of the building to enough to get equipment or something to come through the back or in between the porch and the garage itself. So So then we would just be right at the 600 square foot, but I would still need the 5 feet off the back. So I'm not opposed to that.
Well, then you see what Mr. Mills was telling you, you got 5 feet there, you can be. Okay, from the property line if you don't have the lean-to in there.
Off the side, I thought the back was the issue. The side.
Well, if it's, correct me if I'm wrong, 600 square feet or less.
Correct.
Right.
Okay. Which 20 by 30 is 600.
Right.
Right.
Then there would not be a need for a side yard variance. So we can, that eliminates that.
Right.
The only variance you need is the rear yard.
Rear yard, right.
Right. So that's a lesser variance, and
you don't have it.
You know, if you're acceptable to that.
I can do that.
Okay.
Mr. Hudson, do you have any?
Do you know the reason why? Has it explained it to you that you're through lot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah, that's the oddness of that lot, that, a through lot. Never heard of that, ever.
Until the line was in our front yard, and said we had two front yards, and I'm like, I don't understand.
Which throws me for a loop, because Cozy Lane is not really a road. It's a driveway.
Private lane.
Right.
But it's still through lot?
Well, this is how it changes the whole idea of it.
Right.
If you're without that there, that road that's not really being used as a road, then you would be allowed to set it back 5 feet, and that would make. But this makes it unique.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. And it also cannot otherwise be developed the way your neighbors or someone else could do it, and necessary to enable reasonable use of the property.
Right. Got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Barton, do you have anything that?
No, I have questions.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if there's no further discussion, and if you're ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion then.
Mr. Chairman, you still need to make sure there's not anybody here in support or opposition.
Oh, okay, I'll ask that again. Is there anyone here that is in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
We can barely hear you. Could you turn that mic toward you, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Already. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Can you hear me now, sir?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think that since the request has changed to a 600 square foot structure, that the applicant has shown that their request, there is a uniqueness to the property because of the paper road, if you will. Otherwise, they could have that 5 feet from the back, the rear. The side variance is not necessary with the building being 600 square feet. Certainly necessary to enable reasonable use of their property. That situation wasn't created by them. They didn't develop or design that road. We heard earlier that they didn't feel it would alter the character of the neighborhood, nor did we hear anything to the contrary. And I think it's a minimum variance to afford them relief, and I make a motion that we approve case number 11,700, rear yard 5 foot, or rear yard variance.
Front yard.
Front yard. I'm sorry. Who's on first?
Too far.
And and with a 600 square foot building or less.
Second. Okay. I'd have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,700. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,700 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.